And we're back here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Thanks again to Manhattan Mayor Mike Dodds and City Manager Ron Fear. Reminder, City Commission meeting tonight, 7 p.m. in City Hall. You can also watch it on cityofmhk.com/TV, Cox Cable Channel 3, or on the city's Facebook page. But we're switching gears here. In studio with me is Flint Hills Regional Council Director Gary Stitz. Gary, thanks for coming in.
I'm glad to be here.
I appreciate it. And we're going to talk partially about the 2019 Regional Conference. That's coming up on April 24th. But we're sort of going to get some background on the organization first. For those of you listening who aren't familiar with the Flint Hills Regional Council. So, Gary, first of all, probably a good start. How did the council come about?
Council's been around about 9 years, and it was created to have local jurisdictions work together on mutual problems. There are a lot of issues that don't adhere to jurisdictional boundaries. Workforce, retail, sales areas, transportation, pollution, environmental issues, those things don't stop at jurisdictional boundaries. And so the problems overlap. Plus, communities were finding that they had similar problems, and by working together and sharing ideas, it was easier to take on these problems. So it was kind of a mutual assistance sort of thing with each other. We have 24 members. All of them are local jurisdictions. We cover an area of 7 counties, Pottawatomie, Riley, Geary, Morris, Waubunsee, Chase, and Lyon County. We work to get an economic development district recognized by the federal EDA, Economic Development Administration, and that gives us certain benefits in terms of funding for economic development.
It sounds like the organization's an element of this growing sense of regionalism that I'm encountering in the area. As an outsider, that's at least how I'm perceiving it. There's this increased interest in regionalism surrounding all of these local communities. And it seems like this was kind of a precursor maybe to something like Region Reimagined.
Yes, and we cover a larger area. Our primary focus has been on smaller communities that don't have the capacity and the technical staff. City of Manhattan has very experienced and qualified staff that deal with their issues, but smaller communities, many of them don't have that kind of staffing assistance. So we provide that. We help with grant writing and community planning and economic development for these smaller communities.
And how long have you been the director there at the council?
I've been with the council about 6 years. So.
And what got you involved?
I moved back here about 10 years ago. I lived in Manhattan from 1976 to 86 and worked for the city of Manhattan. And then my wife got the opportunity to be the director of the Marriage and Family Therapy Program at Kansas State. And so she moved back and I followed her. And this opportunity came up and I felt like I had some experience that could be useful. And so I've been working with them for that amount of time.
Very nice. And who are some of the other council members of note?
Well, the major jurisdictions are all members. Pottawatomie County, Geary County, Riley County, Manhattan, Junction City, Wamego, so all the major cities, but many smaller communities, some very small. Our board meeting is this Friday in White City, which is down in Morris County, and so we rotate the meeting around to different communities so that our members can become more familiar with the region.
And as you said, that you do a lot of economic development and work with these smaller communities, the grant writing and the things like that. What are some of the successes you've seen in these small communities that you've been able to help them out with anything in particular?
Well, we've done comprehensive plans for Council Grove, Onega, Westmoreland. We're just completing a comprehensive plan for Waubunsee County, including all the 7 communities in Waubunsee County. And we've also done a regional institute where we provide technical assistance and capacity building to small communities, and we work with 3 communities on that program, Council Grove, Onega, and Clay Center. Each of those communities were able to get a grant for a project that they wanted to implement in their community. And in fact, Clay Center got 2 grants. They did the kind of things like Onega did, a wayfinding sign system and an entry sign to Onega. Council Grove did roofing inspections on some of their buildings in downtown, and to ensure that those buildings remain viable. Clay Center hired a consultant to do a design for a downtown streetscape program, and they also got a grant to do a historic survey of their downtown area.
So it sounds like there's a wide array of impacts that the Flint Hill Regional Council has in these sorts of communities.
Right.
Yeah, interesting. And, of course, we have you in here to talk about the 2019 Regional Conference that's coming up on April 24th. Where will that be located?
The conference will be at the Geary County Convention Center in Junction City.
Is that a sort of a usual venue for you all?
Well, last year we had it here in Manhattan, and that was our first conference. We had about 150 people attend. And so Junction City has a good-sized convention center, and so we've decided to rotate it back and forth.
So this is your second conference then this
year? This is our second conference.
Interesting. What did you learn from the first year?
Well, a lot of the topics were of great interest to the community. And like I've said, a lot of the jurisdictions, they share the same kind of issues. And so we try to pick issues that would be of interest to a broad range of people and in their communities. Things like workforce development, regional housing affordability, community involvement, Flint Hills and the climate change and the impact that's going to have on agriculture and on the prairie. Our keynote speaker this year is going to be the Lieutenant Governor, Lynn Rogers, who's going to talk about a new initiative by the Kelly administration for rural prosperity. They're very concerned about what's happening in the rural parts of the state, and looking to develop programs to help the rural communities survive and do well.
Considering his involvement in that program, it seems like a good sort of a dovetail with your organization there.
Exactly.
How did you go about getting him to come out? Was it easy?
Well, we just asked, and
right.
We actually went and met with Lieutenant Governor because we were interested in this new initiative that the governor was starting. And she asked the Lieutenant Governor and the Secretary of Commerce, David Tolan, to spearhead this new initiative. And so we went and met with them to talk about how we could work with the state on this kind of program.
And a lot of that's still preliminary as they're working out that rural prosperity
yes.
program. But what are some of the things you've heard about that maybe got you excited that you could possibly apply in your communities? Or is there anything concrete enough yet to be able to do that?
Well, there were some things listed on the governor's campaign webpage that she hoped to be able to initiate. It remains to be seen how quickly some of those can be done, because finances are an issue to the state, but I think they're beginning to make some progress on that. Transportation initiatives to help rural hospitals, ways of creating more jobs in smaller communities in the rural areas, those are some of the things that she's focused on.
And we were talking a little bit about the conference and sort of the items that were going to be discussed there, as well as the keynote speaker, of course. What are the hours of the conference itself?
The conference will start at, well, registration at 8 o'clock to 8:30, and the conference itself starts at 8:30 in the morning. It will include lunch, and Junction City has a nice facility, and we hope people will come out. You can go online to register. We have a website, FHRC, Flint Hills Regional Council, FHRC2019.com. And it's very easy to go on there. You can do it on your telephone or your cell phone, and registration is very simple.
And for those who maybe want to get involved with the council itself or help out with it in any way, is there any way for people to do so?
Sure. They can contact us through our website. Also, we have a Facebook page. And they can contact us through that. We put them on a list called Friends of the Flint Hills, and keep them informed about what's going on and what opportunities are coming up. We have several grants that we've gotten recently that are providing assistance to small communities. We've got an EPA grant, Environmental Protection Agency grant, that is looking to assess polluted sites and come up with cleanup plans. And then we can apply for EPA funds to clean up those sites. And the idea is to get sites that are contaminated back into economic use.
So when you apply for these grants, are you applying for a specific project in mind, or is it sort of you're applying for a grant and potentially you would distribute that across a wider range of your affiliated communities?
Depends on the grant. Some grants are rather specific in what we're trying to accomplish. We got an Office of Economic Adjustment grant from the Department of Defense to implement some recommendations that were made from a joint land use study with Fort Riley. It involved 11 jurisdictions around Fort Riley. And there were specific recommendations, and so we're going through the process right now of implementing those recommendations. So that grant was specifically for certain things. The EPA grant, it's not designated to any specific part of our region. We hope to spread it out across the region so that we're dealing with environmental issues in several communities.
And we're just about out of time here. Talking with Flint Hills Regional Council Director Gary Stitz, the 2019 Regional Conference is on April 24th. It's open to the public, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
And you can register on the Flint Hills Regional Council website. I'm sure you could give them a call and maybe they'd be able to work that out with you too. It runs from 8 to about 3, it appears, or registration starts at 8.
Right.
Awesome. And I appreciate you coming out.
Great. Thank you very much for having me.
Of course. And that's about it for us here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Thanks again to Gary. Thanks to Mike Dodson, Mayor, and thanks to Ron Fear, City Manager. You can check this out on our website, newsradiokman.com. We'll have this whole episode archived. Look down for the on-demand section. Scroll down and find In Focus. That'll do it. See you next time.
All right, Nick. Thanks. Good job this morning. Tomorrow, we'll have folks in from USD 383 and Manhattan Area Technical College as part of KMAN's In Focus. CBS News will bring us up to date. Latest from Notre Dame and that horrific fire from yesterday. As well as Clark Howard, Rush Limbaugh, Dan Patrick, the game this afternoon. And K-State baseball beginning at 5:30. It's 10 o'clock at KMAN. Good morning.
When you shop at Carpet One of Manhattan, you're among members of the community. Carpet One of Manhattan. KMAN, Manhattan.